Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 11. Coming up, local government minister orders immediate investigation into building collapse at Royalton Resort, Caribbean's first net zero energy building to be constructed at Yui Mona, and Justice Ministry to complete relocation by July. The details after the break.
Children need your love and protection.
Protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the JIS for Child Month.
Don't abuse us.
Now the news. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie has ordered an immediate investigation into the circumstances that led to the collapse of a section of a building at the Blue Diamond Royalton Resort and Spa in Negril Tuesday. The incident left five construction workers injured. The report is to be submitted to the minister by later today. Mr. McKenzie, whose ministry oversees the construction of buildings, has instructed the Hanover Parish Council to issue a notice of cease work, which will remain in effect for at least 30 days. Minister McKenzie says this is necessary to determine whether the project being carried out at the hotel was properly approved and if safety standards were being followed. A three-member technical team has also been set up to carry out an investigation into the matter. The team has been given 7 days to investigate and present a report to the minister. In the meantime, Minister McKenzie has commended the emergency teams which responded to the incident on Tuesday. The Caribbean's first net-zero energy building, NZEB, is to be constructed on the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies, UWI. Ground was broken along Gibraltar Way on Tuesday for construction of the building, valued at over $60 million with funding support from the Global Environment Fund. A NZEB is a facility in which the total amount of energy used on an annual basis is approximate to the amount of renewable energy created on that site. Minister of Energy Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says adaptation and implementation of NZEBs will go a far way in reducing the country's carbon footprint, ensuring future utility cost savings, and increasing worker productivity and comfort.
Our government recognizes the importance of renewable energy within a portfolio of low carbon and cost-effective, cost-competitive energy technologies capable of responding to the challenges of energy security and climate change.
It is expected that the facility to be completed by December will influence the implementation of regulatory tools as well as transform building policies and practices. The relocation of the Ministry of Justice to premises at 61 Constant Spring Road is to be completed by the end of July. All units and divisions of the ministry will be accommodated at the new property, including those located in downtown Kingston. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Carol Palmer, says most of the offices have already moved.
There's just one aspect of the main building where the ministry itself is housed. That's to be finished, and that's where we're going to be housing our records and our internal audit unit. All other areas of that building is complete. On the southern side of the property, that building is also far advanced in its work, and that's where the Office of the Parliamentary Council will be.
The Oxford Road offices of the Ministry of Justice were ordered closed earlier this year due to air quality issues and its effect on the health of staff members. A sum of $100 million was approved by Cabinet for the relocation. And Managing Director of Exim Bank, Lisa Bell, has pledged the institution's continued commitment to stimulating the growth and development of businesses in Jamaica. Mrs. Bell says the bank will continue to work with the government in recommending policies that will enhance the support that it gives to businesses, particularly small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, in emerging sectors. She was addressing clients and other guests at the Exim Bank's 30th anniversary customer appreciation event held in Kingston recently.
Exim Bank will also continue to initiate programs that are designed to empower our customers to expand both locally and internationally.
The Exim Bank's 30th anniversary celebration is being observed under the theme Supporting Jamaica 30 Years and Beyond. Mrs. Bell says over the next few months, the bank will be launching more innovative financing opportunities tailored specifically for the SME sector in order to meet the most important needs of emerging businesses. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.